So what do you mean beached America?
Okay. What I meant by beached, the term beached America, you know, I mean, I pictured, you know, it was the obvious metaphor of the beached whale lying powerless, this huge, huge, powerful creature lying powerless on the beach, unable to get itself off of its, you know, off of the beach and back into an environment where it could live. And so beached America struck me as the nation that has lost its, you know, a nation that has lost its values, lost its ability to reach into, you know, in a big way and move into a future that is sustainable. And the big issue for me has been for the longest time now, you know, the idea of war, and war as an obsolete, utterly, utterly obsolete, self-destructive concept that always produces the worst possible results. You know, in other words, we lose every war we fight.
Every war has two sides that are losers.
Yes, exactly. At least two, maybe more than two. And yes, that's absolutely true. And every presidential race has given me more and more despair. Now this one is opening up. You know, on the one side we've got, you know, a crazy idiot named Donald Trump who has freed himself from political correctness. You know, on the other side we have Bernie Sanders who is standing up against the establishment candidate. You know, and I like Bernie a great deal. Even Bernie does not mention the military budget and the military, you know, and you know, the whole concept of militarism, or at least not very much. You know, it's been my observation over many, many presidential election, you know, races that I have watched as an adult that, you know, the media stance is sort of the bouncer and throws out impertinent questions that must not be part of the debate. And always the most impertinent question of all is, why do we keep going to war? Why do we have $7.5 billion earmarked in the current budget proposal to, quote-unquote, fight ISIS, when Flint, Michigan, they have no concept of where to get money to save the children of Flint, Michigan, who are dying of lead poisoning and having, you know, suffering brain damage from lead poisoning. I mean, where is the real threat? Is the threat in bad water and emergency managers, you know, that wreck the infrastructure of a city, or is the threat so-called terrorists? And why do we have a military budget of $500, $600, $700 million, you know, $1 billion, more than half of our discretionary spending always goes to the military, and yet people are saying about Bernie's plans for health care and free education, where is the money going to come from? But they don't ask, where is the money going to come from to develop the next generation of nuclear weapons that we're, of course, working on?
There is one photo that emerged today that really describes what's happening in, actually it's in two or five words depending on how you look at it. And it's a screen grab from a journalist, and I forget the publication, but I could link to it on the post that I make. And it's a picture of the three Republican presidential candidates, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz. And it's the closed caption of a moment in the debate where it just says, in parentheses, unintelligible yelling. And this is the even the closed caption person can't sort out exactly what's being said. And then it says, as a caption, Republican presidential debate at the bottom of the screen grab. And that really, you know, that says so much in five words to really exemplify what's going on the Republican side of things. So, you know, this focus for me personally, this focus on what's happening with the Republicans is somewhat irrelevant until the Democrats decide how they're going to respond to the cultural and political situation that we have now. And you started the interview, or very early in the interview, you said that you were the son of Eisenhower Republicans, And yet, the top tax rate during the Eisenhower administration, I believe, was something like 91%.
Absolutely, yes, indeed, yes.
So Eisenhower, were he running today, would be a little bit to the left of Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. Yes, Eisenhower is an out there, off the edge, flaming liberal by today's standards. You know, Eisenhower put money into the infrastructure. Now, Eisenhower did a few unpretty things as well and did kowtow to the military-industrial complex to a certain extent. But he, you know, and the tragedy is always that people in power, presidents and everyone else, often do what they do not want to do, and then when they leave power, they regret it and express regret. And I think his famous speech about the military-industrial complex sort of falls into that, you know, beware of the military-industrial complex. But of course, it was starting to form and take shape and grab and seize power during Eisenhower's 8 years in office. And we played around, we assassinated Patrice Lumumba and did all, you know, lots of not good things during, you know, and we, you know, launched the Bay of Pigs invasion during, you know, the Eisenhower administration, etc. So he did a lot of stuff, but his soul was divided, and he also put a lot of money into the American infrastructure and, you know, and many other social welfare programs that were still on the upswing during that period.